There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, police do a traffic stop with the Bearcat. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a moment. The we tonight in studio includes me, Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
Don't forget to check out Derek J's website. It is TheDerekJ.com.
Yes, that's correct.
And the old site doesn't work anymore, so TheDerekJ.com. I had to update the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree website today.
Oh.
And apparently there's some new rule that Google is going to start punishing sites in the search results that are not what's called responsive. So in the world of web design now, they have these responsive sites. And what that means is when a site is responsive, and I'm sure I'm giving a very basic overview here, that's my intention, as you take your browser window and shrink it sort of from the right to the left, so make your browser window skinnier, the design should change to fit different widths of the browser, ultimately
right.
down
That's
to...
That's what responsive means.
Correct. Ultimately down to what a what would be a mobile design. So if you wanted to, for instance, if you're on a site that's responsive and you want it to look as it would on a mobile phone, you should then take your browser and just take it all the way down as far as the width of the browser, about as far down as you can go. And that's essentially what the mobile version of the site will look like. So there's different widths in between mobile and like full widescreen, and so responsive sites have sort of different steps of how they organize things. Anyway, so there's now a responsive theme up over at Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree's website at victimlesscrimespree.com. And so I noticed while I was going through things, there's Derek's old blog URL. So I updated it to thederekj.com. What will listeners find there?
This week they'll see video of my testimony as a key witness in an assault that happened here in Keene. They'll also see two videos of...
When was that?
No, that's happening this week.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't think I missed that.
No, so stay tuned. That's happening okay. in just 2 days. And then on Thursday, I've got two traffic tickets that I'm going to be representing myself, and then I'm going to be filming a friend who has a speeding ticket on Friday. So, very busy week.
All of that and radio shows and more over at TheDerekJ.com. As we get back to Cyrus, he is with us in Virginia on Skype. Cyrus, you were telling us about some garbage trucks that were on fire recently in Warwick, Rhode Island. And then right before we went to break, you said that apparently this isn't the first time it's happened.
Yeah, sorry, I tried to rush everything in before the break. You know, again, I'm not familiar with garbage trucks catching on fire. However, when I saw five of them actually catch on fire, I'm like, wait a second, something seems really weird about this. Five of them, one of them, okay, two, maybe, but five. And then as I read the story down, when I scrolled down and read the story, it also happened on September 7th and September 12th of 2013. They also respectively lost five garbage trucks. And then someone from, a city official went on to talk about how, oh, don't worry, they're insured, and I don't know what the deductible is.
I'll bet they are.
And it's like everyone just said, oh, okay, great, new garbage trucks. We're going to have clean, fresh garbage trucks, not realizing it's obviously on the taxpayer dollar. And I thought this was something that maybe I should bring to light on such a great show with such great thinkers.
So, I mean, what do you think? Is this, some kids playing a prank, or is it insurance fraud on the part of the city?
My one man's opinion, I would say that I think that it's not kids. I think it's that they want new garbage trucks, and the cheapest and easiest and fastest way is to let it go and let it rip, because history repeats itself, and it's happened, with five of them before, and within a couple of years, I'm sure these things are either leased or financed, and ironically,
wouldn't the insurance company have the incentive to investigate this and see, if this was legit or not?
Well, I guess that's a fair question to ask, but then I would have to ask the counter question as to, you know, how much of the assets of the city and or state, whatever contracts they have, are insured. So, you know, if it means they have to come up and pay for a few garbage trucks, then, you know, if they keep that contract for buildings and fire trucks and rescue squads and everything else, you know, they may look the other way themselves. And I
suppose they could always raise the rate on the city, and the city wouldn't mind because it's not their money anyway.
That's true. And also, even if they weren't insured, or, you know, if the cover, or even if the insurance company denied them, well, they can just raise the taxes and buy new ones, right? Like, oh, well, we couldn't figure out who did this. We don't know. Oh, looks like the security cameras weren't working here at the truck yard, so our officers just can't figure out who set these things ablaze. We're going to need new trucks either way.
Yeah, Rhode Island's had there's a lot of accusations of deep corruption in governments in Rhode Island.
That's true. It's actually the reason why Rhode Island wasn't included on the original 10 states. If you remember the Free State Project, which the three of us here on the show tonight are all participants, the idea of moving liberty-minded people to one state. There were 10 candidate states to begin with, and the number one qualification for being on that list of 10 states was that the states had to have less than 1.5 million in population. Well, Rhode Island qualifies for that, but there was such corruption, like notorious corruption with Rhode Island, that Jason Sorens, the founder of the Free State Project, purposefully left it and Hawaii off of the list.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I want to thank you guys again for everything you do up there. And I'm a little hurt feelings because Derek J hasn't added me as a friend on Facebook, even though I still read everything he puts. But it's okay. Still
well, do you know him? I mean, yeah, I normally don't accept friend requests from people I don't know. But now we know each other. So
you know what it was that I you post things and then like I see tons of people replying and I'm like, oh, I have a thought about this and I can't reply to it. So it's
really
crazy.
Really?
But yeah,
right. You must not be posting publicly,
must
or
not
are
be
you?
A friend of a friend or something.
Yeah,
right, we'll figure it out.
Hey, thanks, Cyrus. I appreciate it. I know that with Facebook, I'm not an expert at all of its privacy settings or whatever, but I know that when you're posting on Facebook, there's a little globe. There's an icon next to wherever you're posting, and you can set it to either be seen by your friends or, like you said, Mark, friends of your friends.
Yeah.
And or public. And I'm pretty sure that when you set that to public, it lets anybody comment on it. I'm almost certain.
You probably
doesn't
have it set that way, though.
Yeah, no, that's wild. I am public about everything. I would do everything. It must be things that I'm sharing, because, like, sometimes if you share certain things that weren't public, it stays semi-private.
Like if you're sharing from somebody else's page who's a friend of yours,
that's true.
It's possible, too. So you can share your thoughts here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Each truck, by the way, in this case, you did send me the link to the story of the garbage trucks on fire. Each truck costs more than $250,000, and all of them, all five of them, were completely destroyed by the fire in this case. So that's no accident, right? Like if one truck catches on fire, you could say that was an accident.
I suppose one truck could catch on fire and it'd be an accident if the trucks were all parked right next to each other.
And, you know, they were parked next to one another. That much is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how long would it take for all five trucks to catch a blaze?
Well, the Warwick Fire Department swept in and kept two of them from burning, apparently. I'm reading here at WPRI.com that the fire chief says it took crews about 45 minutes to put out the flames. They'd not worked so fast. Another two trucks could have been damaged. The Warwick Fire Department, we never lose all the fire trucks.
They weren't fire trucks. They were garbage trucks.
Yes.
The toll for garbage. A fire truck's going to cost more than $250,000, right?
Like, you get a fire truck for $250,000.
Really?
Okay. You know, my department, I don't think we've ever had a new truck. We had a new truck that the fire department's association bought and gave the town, yeah.
Speaking of trucks, we'll talk about the Bearcat coming up here, apparently being used to just pull people over who flipped the bird at the cops in Alachua County. We'll get into that story here. But, Derek J., you were telling us a moment ago about this lady, and we didn't get through the whole story. I know there was some more that you wanted to add. She sent her son to government school. He was in a class, an anti-drug class. They told some lies about pot. He corrected them. And in reward for his correction, the police interrogated him, detained him, did not allow him to have a lawyer or his mom present during the interrogation, and then ultimately used information presumably gleaned from that investigation to get a warrant and raid mom's house and arrest her ultimately for possession of cannabis.
Yeah, but before all that, they kept him at the school during interrogation after school. So his mom is like sitting at home. Where's my son?
Oh boy, that's scary.
She calls into the school, goes down there, and that's when her trouble starts.
We'll find out the rest of the story here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, so Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given them a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
Probably $300 to $400 every 4 months.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
All total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients are what the veterinarian said he was lacking.
Within 2 days, his scratching, it seemed to go away.
After 5 weeks, her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy.
Molly's gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Oh, yes.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4611. To put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk.
Talk Live. Right here, you may dial in to bring up anything you like at 855-450-FREE. You can talk on the radio with us about, again, whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and get interactive there. We do accept Bitcoin, by the way. We accept Bitcoin as a tip through our Bitcoin tip jar. We'll accept Bitcoin for advertising as well. In fact, Mark, the sale is still going for, what, 4 more days?
Yeah, the sale's going on until the 17th, so you can get half-price ads off of the rates that are right there at advertise.freetalklive.com by simply using Bitcoin.
So you've got rates for, they're indicated in Federal Reserve notes, the U.S. Sure. dollar, but you get 50% off if you pay with Bitcoin.
Right.
For the next 4 days. You have to, at the very least, call you within the next 4 days or email you at mark@freetalklive.com.
You have to purchase by the end of the
So by the 17th, you got to make a deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
got it.
That doesn't mean that you know, we have to get everything else done. I mean, just
gotcha.
You know, I can have the money in hand, and I can produce ads and do all those things later.
Cool.
We
so,
do full ad production.
Yeah. Email mark@freetalklive.com if you just want to donate to the Bitcoin tip jar. Well, guess what? You can now use Litecoin, you can use Dogecoin, and you can use about 20-something other altcoins as
Ooh.
Well over via shapeshift.io, and you can access all of that by going to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But maybe you need to acquire some Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, and you've been thinking about it. Well, Mark, you said the price dipped down to 220 or 219 today for one Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Is that right? So maybe now's a good time to buy. Go check out ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and they are the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. You can do it from the United States or Canada through ExpressCoin.com. You can grab their smartphone app as well, ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL to save on the up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency. You will pay no fee when you purchase with code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to hear more now, Derek J., about this mom. She was arrested after her son spoke out in class against some of the lies that the government agents were telling about cannabis. They then raided her home, and you wanted to tell us more about the story.
That's right. It's the son of a well-known medical cannabis advocate, Shauna Banda, and it was her son who spoke up in class. So he doesn't come home after school. She calls the school, and after detaining her son because he dared to question his government school masters, cops executed a search warrant on Shauna's home, charged her with possession of 2 ounces of cannabis flowers and 1 ounce of cannabis oil.
My God!
And I just want to put that into perspective that most American homes have about a pound of coffee.
Is that right?
Like,
most of them?
I don't know. I'm putting that out there.
Okay.
It's some wild stab in the dark. But I was going to say that sounds pretty reasonable to me.
I've got a heck of a lot more than that of coffee.
Right.
Yeah.
And that would be 16 ounces of coffee, of ground coffee that anyone could just turn into that useful drug, nicotine, and drink and go crazy.
Caffeine.
Caffeine. Thank you. So it's not too crazy that a person might have 2 ounces of cannabis flowers and 1 ounce of cannabis oil. So for the horrible crime of possessing this plant matter, Shauna has been temporarily denied custody of her son.
Oh, my.
And instead, her son has been placed in the custody of his father, Shauna's ex. Shauna's next court date is, get this,
the 20th.
April 20th.
Yeah.
On Monday, and she doesn't know what to expect, but promises to fight till the end to see whatever this takes. She's not going to just take some plea deal. She's taking this through. She says, quote, "They don't have a clue that I'm walking in with my head held high, proud of who I am and what I do." So pretty cool.
Is this going to go to a jury? I missed that if you mentioned it. Do we know?
I don't know if that's going to go to a jury.
She's going not guilty. She's not taking a plea.
That's correct.
So there's a chance. There's a chance of a jury here. I know that in certain states, you know, possession is just it's a violation offense. And she was
this is Kansas.
Yeah, I imagine it's not a violation in a place like Kansas. This may very well be a misdemeanor possession charge. And if it's actually over an ounce like that, it could be a felony. I remember in Florida, it was a felony if you had like more than 20 grams of cannabis. Now, again, I don't know what Kansas's rules are. There is a handy website that Normal has, NORML. It's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana
Laws.
Laws. and they have a nice little easy kind of pull down system where you can tell them what state you're in, and they'll give you the current legal status of cannabis. You know, they'll let you know if you possess up to this amount, it's going to be a misdemeanor. If you possess over this amount, it's an automatic felony. So I suspect she could be in felony territory for this in a place like, and I'm just guessing Kansas is not a particularly decrim oriented state.
It's just so frustrating to me to hear this story, because the authorities will tell the tale that they exist to, you know, protect and serve and maintain order. And this child, this 11-year-old kid at school being educated about drugs, was being told a lie by the authorities about those drugs, spoke up against it. And now his mom is being possibly thrown in prison. He's being taken from his home. He's in a new place. This is not good for him. You know, this is not doing good for the community. It's not the drug that harmed this child. It's the government.
So I've got some more information here on the laws in Kansas. Again, very fast. Went to normal.org, pulled up when you actually type in normal in Google, it's got the little subheadings, and I clicked right on state laws. Kansas, laws and penalties. Possession of any amount of marijuana on a first offense is a misdemeanor with a possible 1 year in jail and up to $2,500 in fines.
Any amount?
Any amount. So everything from a roach all the way on up to a pound
a bail?
Your first time in Kansas.
Wow, that's the craziest law I've ever heard.
Now, just to
you
be clear,
you could roll through Kansas with a tractor trailer full of bales of marijuana.
Now, just to be clear, Mark, there is a charge for sale or distribution. We don't have the actual written in front of me here, so it may be that if it's over a certain amount, you hit the sale range.
Yeah.
That's certainly a possibility. But
is that a felony?
The sale of it, yes, that's a felony with an incarceration of up to 1 to 5 years in prison, unless you're within 1,000 feet of a school zone, in which case it's 4 to 7 years and a fine of up to $300,000. But in Kansas, if you have a subsequent possession offense, meaning that you've already had one, if you have another one of any amount, then it becomes a felony with 10 months through 3.5 years potential sentence, according to this, and up to $100,000 in fine.
Whoa. So two roaches, and that could be $100,000.
Two roaches and two separate incidents, yeah.
Right.
If you're that dedicated to marijuana that you've gotten arrested two times at this, you probably should just move to Colorado.
Get out of Kansas.
Yeah, not be in Kansas.
Yeah.
I am curious to know now what the sale doctrine is here. What is the, you know, how do they determine whether or not something is available for
You'd
sale?
You'd think the marijuana cartels, the drug cartels, would just be riding people through Kansas. You know, who cares if we get caught, if that's the case.
So there you go. That's what she's facing, which means she may very well be able to get a jury trial on this.
I hope so. It'll be an interesting case to follow. It's in a place called Garden City.
Garden City. We're on the air in Garden City.
All right.
On Saturday nights. So you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's our number, 855-450-3733. We've got more to come up here, including more about some young folks, age 6 and 10, kidnapped by men with badges. And it's not the first time it's happened to them either. They're called Free Range Kids. We'll tell you more about it coming up here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there over at freetalklive.com. Also, you can enjoy some gold and silver by going to silver.freetalklive.com and looking at the beautiful hand-picked gold and silver pieces provided by Midas Resources. They've got wonderful product there, and I've used them multiple times. Mark, I believe you've done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So go to silver.freetalklive.com, or maybe you prefer to talk to somebody on the phone. You can call up Midas Resources toll-free, 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to silver.freetalklive.com. Whether it's a hedge against inflation, an investment, or barter currency, I happen to be a fan of alternative currencies, and silver and gold are the classics, and they're classics for a good reason, because they do a pretty good job, in my opinion, of holding their value against the ever-inflating government currency of the various different government currencies of the world. So again, silver.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Chris, listening in Central Florida to listening online. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
This is the first time I've heard your program, and the three of you sound intelligent, articulate, and also thoughtful.
Thanks.
What I want to I like liberty. I realize liberty has to be balanced against some other ideals, but I do value liberty a lot. what I wanted to say was you three missed the very, very happy ending to the last story you just read. You obviously have not gone through what I have gone through, but that woman used the state and sheriff and cops to take that son away from his biological father. She used the state to extract from his wallet child support, otherwise known as ransom. She used the state to taunt and to tease him. I didn't hear it. I don't know. I haven't called. I'm investigating. But dollars to donuts, she did that.
Wait. You said you don't know, or you've investigated this and you do know?
I do not know. I'm just basing
You're totally jumping to conclusions.
But a conclusion based on statistics. Listen to this name. F. Roger Devlin. He's a writer. He's online. Read what F. Roger Devlin has to say about divorce and divorce industry.
I think it's pretty clear. I mean, we've talked before. I know it's your first time tuning in, so let me inform you that we've certainly talked before about how guys get the short end of the stick and get screwed in a lot of ways in custody
battles.
About
80% of the time.
There's no doubt about that.
That's why I'm baiting.
But it's not fair. It's not fair for you to get on the radio and say this lady did this, this, and this when you don't actually, point of fact, know whether she did those things. So I'm glad that we finally cleared up that you really don't know what you're saying.
I mean, if you want a soapbox, it's fine to go. You know, you could just bring up another instance where some guy got screwed. You don't have to tie it to this one. We don't on Free Talk Live. You don't need to call in about the subject we're talking about. So there's no particular reason to do the soapbox.
Yeah, it sounds like. I mean, look, did you have a kid taken away from you? Because it sounds like you've got an axe to grind here.
Yes.
Right. So just remember that what you've just said is it seems a little insensitive, and let me explain to you why that is. Because what you said was this was a happy ending. Well, no. I mean, I understand from your perspective that if you believe that this lady screwed this guy, and again, there's no evidence for that, but if that were to be the case, that you would feel like it was a good thing that dad got his son back. I understand that's what you're saying is a happy ending, but it's not a happy ending when this young man was traumatized by the police, was taken from his normal day environment, and then subjected to an interrogation where he was likely forced to rat on his mother, or at least pressured into ratting on his own mother through fear and intimidation. So any day that ends like that is not a good day.
I would agree with everything you said. It might be a great day for the father, though, and that's based on guessing. It might be a very, very good day for the father in a long, long time.
Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. I appreciate. Yeah, go ahead. One last thing. Go ahead.
All right. There's no such thing as a single parent human. Maybe starfish, maybe jellyfish have single parents. Humans don't yet, despite biological engineering attempts, have single parents. There are stolen children. There's widows. There's orphans. But there's no real such thing as a human single parent yet. Humans are sexual creatures. It takes two, and unless there's rape, that means two consensual people decide to have a child. And one person does not have the right to invoke the state and push the other parent out of the nest without good cause. End of my call.
Thanks, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Your thoughts, guys?
It sounds really burnt.
He probably got burned hard.
I can only imagine what it must be like.
I could have asked him for the story, but I'm sure it would have been very, very similar to all of the other, dads get screwed by the system stories. Yeah. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
I guess I just feel like I've just been sort of bombarded by the vitriol.
Like,
yeah.
I feel for him, and I understand the vitriol, and I understand,
it's the most valuable. My son is the most valuable thing. I hate to use the term thing, right? But, I mean, I don't really know what else to call him. Of all the things and thoughts and ideas, of all the nouns in the world, he is the most valuable noun to me.
Seems worse. Calling him a noun.
It's the best I can do.
My parents are divorced. They got divorced when I was younger, and the custody battle, I remember I was 9, and it affected me.
Really?
I didn't like that. I didn't like that.
Was it nasty?
Nothing that I saw was nasty, but I knew that at some level, my parents were having a discussion about, like, where does our kid live? Which house should he be at?
You overheard
this? No, it's just I know that conversation is happening because, I know this decision has to be made, right? Like, I know they're getting divorced, so I'm not, you know, they're not going to continue living together, so you got to figure out where you're going to be. And, like, that's hard for a kid.
Did they split up the time between you? Like, you were at mom's house for some part of the week? And
Yeah. The solution that they came up with, and I don't recommend this to parents who are going through this, but they decided that it would be fair to have equal time. So the only way to split up an odd number of days of a week is to have it be every other day. So
Right. It
was wake up at mom's, go to school, go home to dad's, wake up at dad's, go to school, go home to mom's. So it was like back and forth every day. I don't recommend that to people.
Why?
Because it's not, for me, I didn't have the regularity that I grew up with. Like day one to, you know, 5,000 or whatever, when I'm ages 1 to 9, everything stays the same. And I've got like a routine. You go to school and like you've got homework and your life, your friends who live around that neighborhood. And now you're moving back and forth between different neighborhoods. Plus it's like, I don't know.
Jostling, a little jarring to go through that.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess as a kid of divorced parents, I want to put it out there to the parents out there who are thinking about getting a divorce to be like, hey, hold on. Don't do it.
You think that's worth it? I mean, because some parents...
Yeah. Stay together, stay miserable, and raise your kid.
Really?
Yes.
Please
do.
The argument against that is that, well, you don't want to raise your kid in an environment where the parents are fighting all the time.
You're so selfish, people. You are people who are like, oh, I got to pursue me. You know, I got to find myself at 40-something because, you know, I want a divorce now. I'm unsatisfied. And it's like, well, you've got a kid that you've got in this situation now. So, you know,
I don't know how many people really just sort of toss it up and you know what, I'm not entirely fulfilled here and I'm going to have to move on until I find
that's the number one reason for divorce.
Number one reason for divorce. The number one reason for divorce is money. And number two is sexual non-fulfillment. So, you know, those are my understandings. Now, I get unsatisfaction can include all of those things, like my partner doesn't know how to manage money, and I can't get laid but once a month. Those things would be dissatisfying. So I'm not going to entirely dismiss what you're saying, but I think most parents put a lot of thought into these things before they choose to get a divorce. And if they don't put a lot of thought into it, they were a pretty crappy parent from the get-go. And the kid's probably better off without them in the house anyhow.
Well, I mean,
I think that your advice is so contrary to the popular opinion. It takes my breath away. Not to say you're wrong. I just don't know.
The culture's wrong.
Okay.
The culture of, like, let's just get divorced. I don't feel this anymore. It's like, make a commitment and stick with it. Especially for a kid. You know, they're so formative. They're still growing up. Even, like, kids get
released.
You think
it's better, though, to be in a household with two parents who are at each other's throats versus being in two households where the parent is relatively happy most of the time? All right, we'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you've got experience, too, as being, you know, sort of within this situation as a child going through a divorce. 855-450-FREE is the number.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoins
by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We've got plenty of time for you to dial in and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the sale. So, once again, start your shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com.
You asked me a question.
Yes.
About, is it better for a child to stay in a house where the parents are miserable with each other versus them just getting a divorce and being raised in that type of a better environment?
All right, because that's what you were advocating, is that mom and dad, you should stay together, do it for the best of the child. But what if it isn't for the best of the child? What if it hurts them by being in the midst of constant battles and fighting?
Right. So I can see where you're coming from with that question. So I did a little research during the break and discovered that women initiate 66 to 90% of divorces.
Interesting.
And the reasons given are roughly break out to the following. A little less than 50% basic incompatibility.
Okay.
A little over 25% is the next highest. Infidelity or sexual issues.
Okay.
Number three with a little less than 25% is money.
Well, I was told money was number one. As a matter of fact, I saw it at some point on some list or another.
So, and then there's a few other things, emotional, physical abuse, parenting issues, addiction, are all about less than 10%. So the number one and number two, overwhelmingly, basic incompatibility and sexual issues. I group that all into the same thing. It's all about the same. I mean, if it's not coming down to parenting, what's the incompatibility about?
Well, you know, that's a good point. I mean, that sounds like it's a pretty big category, and I mean, I think you're right. If it's just sexual issues, well, you can go and get your sex anywhere.
Get over it, parents. Right? I mean, if this is 75% of the divorces that are happening, then parents should get over it and keep it together.
But sometimes the incompatibility can be constant fighting, right? Like, you just don't get along with this person. The honeymoon period wore off, and then everything just went bad.
Also, the other thing that you're putting at risk when you decide that I'm going to stick this out is just getting, you know, the other person just getting wanting to put up with your crap less and less, right? Like, you can go from, you know, we can amicably split here to, I hate that other person in a relatively short period of time. I mean, there's a sweet spot for getting out of there and keeping everybody staying friends, and that's certainly best for folks. A good friend of mine just moved out into the barn a few tens of yards away, and you know, managed to live his life out there, and the kids could come see him anytime he wanted to, so that was fine. So
they sort of split, but on the same property?
Split, but on the same property. And my question to you is this. Till when, Derek J.? Until what age do you think I should stick around with the person that I don't want to live with anymore in order to make the kids happy? Because you got to consider,
when the kid leaves.
Kids are staying at home until 30 now. Do I have to stay in here?
Don't raise your kid to stay at home until he's 30.
That is not a failure in the raising of kids.
Yes,
to have
is.
Your kid. No, I disagree entirely.
Wait. Why wouldn't that be a failure in how to raise your kids? You're the one letting them stay till 30. You can say, get out of here.
That's not a failure. Many parents want their kids to stay. My mother would have had no problem in me staying as long as I wanted.
Well, if you want your kids to move out, then it is a failure if you let them stay. I'm sorry.
I'm not proposing to put in anyone's mind whether they want their kids to move out or not. Derek Jay was making the suggestion.
Yeah, they got
to
get out of there.
Yeah. So
it's not good for you.
Yeah, I think you've got too many ideas of how other people should live their lives and raise their kids. That's
right. And I'm right, so they should listen to me.
Well, that's why we have Derek J. on a microphone, because he has ideas. And if you don't agree with them, then you can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, there aren't enough people out there saying keep it together. People are like, yeah, just get separated. Do what feels good. Get a divorce. I'm like, there are kids out there. Don't you think it's going to impact the rest of their lives? Like, why are the divorce rates increasing? And are kids going to be able to partner? Is that even going to be a thing in the future? Like, when I'm old, am I going to see people still married?
Are divorce rates going up?
Yeah.
Over what period of time?
I don't know. It's like more than it just
in the last
over,
20 years.
It just tipped over 51% in my lifetime.
But you got to consider that there are people out there
more
that are
than
throwing,
half.
That,
are we talking about first time marriages? Or are we talking about marriages on average?
I think it's all marriages.
Right.
I think more than half of all marriages end in divorce now.
But do you understand that somebody throws those numbers off? If you get married, like my dad, I believe he was married 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
That means that he got divorced 5 times.
Yeah.
And that means that for every, you know, 5 marriages that worked out the first go around, this dude threw the numbers off.
Yeah. And I think that so if a parent gets divorced, then it makes it more likely that the child will get divorced. That is their model for their relationships going for the rest of their life. They're supposed to figure out, like,
maybe they just won't get married.
Probably won't. And is that a good thing?
Yeah, I say so.
Maybe it's not. I think, you know, partnership can do a lot for a human. Like, two people can live almost as cheaply as one.
Oh, I agree. I have no problem with being a partner with somebody. I just don't really much care for the institution
of marriage. Yeah, I get that.
You're talking about the government marriage.
No, I just mean generally the institution of marriage. I don't have a problem with, you know, maybe committing to somebody. But the trappings of weddings, and all, I don't really much care for
but
it.
But to me, the commitment of marriage is about raising the kids. It's about saying, like,
I would agree.
We're getting in this together so that we can raise an adult human to fruition, you know, and bring them to adulthood. And when people get divorced before that happens, I'm like, hey, you're breaking your commitment. You know, you made this in front of everybody. That's the whole point
What's
of what
an adult,
marriage
though?
Is about.
Is it 12?
It's when they leave the home.
Oh, God.
Why is that?
What if they don't leave the home until 30?
then you're a failure they're as a
not,
parent.
You're not an adult until then. I mean, if you're if you're not willing to take your own life into your own hands as far as taking care of yourself, you know, I don't think you're full adult.
That's what self-ownership is. Ownership, like owning is a verb, right? So when you own yourself, it's when you're taking personal responsibility for all the effects of your life.
Okay, so there's this it has a lot of momentum, this unit. It's called a family. And when they stick together, they tend to do reasonably well. You'll see cultures where families are tight tend to be happier, more successful. By success, I'm talking about money. They tend to do reasonably well. You know, these are good ideas to have tight family units.
Yeah.
And that means not just daddy and mommy and the little kids, but it means grandma and grandpa and everybody, oftentimes living in the same house. It's cool. And it's a great way to save money.
Yeah.
So
do you agree with him now?
Well, yeah. What, did he say something that I wouldn't agree with?
He's giving a reason to have the kids stay at home.
That's good. Whatever.
It's good for the kids.
Okay.
It's good for everybody.
I don't mind if kids choose to stay at home. I generally think in the U.S. you're kind of a failure as a parent if your kid is like, oh, hey, mom and dad, can I move back in with you and live in the basement? Like, that's not cool. That's
the economy.
It's totally not cool.
Hey,
but what Mark, I think, is saying is that in other countries, it's not uncommon and it's not uncool for kids to stay home.
And
is that what you're saying?
A crappy culture, frankly, that suggests that young people should be spending all of their money in order to keep up these other households when there's really no good reason for it.
Well, the good reason is to get the hell out from oppressive parents, right? I mean, that's one of the primary reasons.
I'm sorry you had oppressive parents. It really has nothing to do with this conversation.
No, everyone, oppressive parents or not, I think if you have the most wonderful parents, Martha Stewart or whoever you can imagine is the best, it's still better to fly the coop when you're young enough to flex your wings a little bit so you can see what it's like to fly on your own, even if you decide to come back in a few years.
I think that's fine, yeah. But absolutely. You should see exactly how horrifyingly difficult it is to live a single life in America so that if you decide to go live back at the parents' house, which I think is a pretty efficient way to live a life, and I don't see why we vilify people for it, when you decide to go back, you'll have a little bit of gratitude for somebody who lets you come in and live, much cheaper rent and perhaps, subsidizes your food intake, maybe even does some of your clothes, shares in the housework, you know, a variety of these things.
Sounds great.
Yeah. It's a really nice gig. And,
it's important to have the perspective, right, so you know what you've lost.
Absolutely. Right. My mom now has now lives at our house half the year. I don't consider her a failure or that to be some kind of breakdown of my independence.
Mark. We used to have a quote hanging above my door growing up that said, to know how sweet your home may be, just go away, but keep the key. You may want to return.
That's cute.
Yeah. That's an offer to be able to return to the house. Could you return to your parents' house if you wanted to?
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, see? It wouldn't be so bad.
We will come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments. A couple of folks, young people, age 6 and 10, were recently prevented from going back to their parents' house when they were picked up by the police. We'll explain what happened here in moments. It's not the first time that police have abducted these children, reportedly for their own good. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about the free-range kids coming up here in hour number 3 on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.